PNC Maverick with Craig Pretzinger. Fuel for your mind and agency in under 5 minutes.
Welcome back, PNC Mavericks. Craig Pretzinger here. And today we're exploring a fascinating and often overlooked law from Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power, Law Number 16, which states, use absence to increase respect and honor. Now, at first glance, this law might seem counterintuitive. In an industry like insurance, where relationships and face-to-face interactions are so important, how can absence be a good thing? How can being less available or less visible actually increase your influence and impact? But here's the thing. When used strategically and intentionally, absence can be an incredibly powerful tool for building intrigue, desire, and perceived value in your professional life. Think about it. In a world where we're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, and demands on our time and attention, the people and things that are scarce, exclusive, or hard to obtain often hold a special allure and mystique. It's the classic principle of supply and demand. When something is readily available and easy to access, we tend to take it for granted. But when something is rare, limited, or just out of reach, we often assign it greater value and importance in our minds. We see this play out in all sorts of contexts. The sold-out concert ticket that everyone is clamoring to get their hands on, the exclusive club with a long waiting list and strict admission criteria, the high-end product that's only available in limited quantities or through select channels. In each case, the scarcity and exclusivity of the item or experience adds to its perceived value and desirability. It creates a sense of FOMO, fear of missing out, and a feeling that if you're lucky enough to gain access, you must be special or important in some way. So, how can you apply this principle of absence and scarcity to your insurance career in a way that feels authentic and ethical? Here are a few strategies to consider. Be intentional with your time and availability. This doesn't mean playing hard to get or being unresponsive to your clients and colleagues, but it does mean being thoughtful and strategic about how you allocate your time and energy, and not overextending yourself to the point of burnout or diminishing returns. By setting clear boundaries and prioritizing your most important relationships and activities, you communicate a sense of value and importance around your presence and contributions, create exclusive experiences or resources, look for opportunities to offer your clients, prospects, or network something that they can't get anywhere else. Maybe it's an invitation-only event or webinar that provides high-value content and networking opportunities. Maybe it's a limited edition resource or tool that helps them solve a specific challenge or achieve a desired outcome. By creating a sense of exclusivity and scarcity around your offerings, you increase their perceived value and make people feel special and privileged to have access to them. Cultivate an air of mystery and intrigue. This doesn't mean being secretive or withholding important information, but it does mean being strategic and selective about how much you reveal about yourself, your process, or your plans. By keeping some things under wraps and creating a sense of anticipation or curiosity, you naturally pique people's interest and make them want to learn more. Just be sure to balance this with enough transparency and authenticity to maintain trust and credibility. Make your absence felt in a positive way. When you do need to step away or take a break, whether for personal or professional reasons, make sure your absence is felt in a way that adds to your value and reputation. This might mean delegating important tasks or projects to trusted colleagues, setting up automated systems or processes to maintain quality and consistency, or simply communicating your absence in a way that reinforces your commitment and reliability. The goal is to have people notice and appreciate your contributions even more when you're not around. Use absence as a tool for self-care and growth. Finally, remember that absence isn't just about creating value for others. It's also about creating space for your own well-being and development by taking regular breaks, unplugging from technology, and pursuing outside interests and passions. You give yourself the opportunity to recharge, gain new perspectives, and come back to your work with renewed energy and creativity. And when you model this kind of intentional absence and self-care, you set a powerful example for others to follow. Of course, like any powerful tool, the art of absence must be used wisely and judiciously. If taken too far or applied in the wrong context, it can backfire and come across as aloof, disengaged, or even arrogant. The key is to find the right balance between presence and absence, between accessibility and exclusivity, between transparency and mystery, and to always use your absence in a way that feels authentic and aligned with your values and goals. When you do that, you'll be amazed at how much more influential, respected, and sought after you become in your professional life. You'll create a sense of buzz and anticipation around your presence and make people feel truly privileged and excited to work with you. But more than that, you'll be modeling a new way of being and working in the insurance industry, one that prioritizes quality over quantity, depth over breadth, and intentionality over reactivity. And that, my friends, is the true power of absence, not just to increase your own respect and honor, but to inspire others to do the same and to create a more focused, purposeful, and sustainable way of doing business and living life. So my challenge to you, PNC Mavericks, is to start experimenting with the art of absence in your own career and life. Look for opportunities to be more intentional with your time and energy, to create exclusive experiences and resources, to cultivate an air of positive mystery and intrigue, and to prioritize your own self-care and growth. And as you do, pay attention to how it shifts your own sense of value and purpose, as well as how it influences the way others perceive and interact with you. Because when you master the art of absence, you don't just become more respected and honored. You become a true leader and change maker in your field and beyond. As always, keep pushing boundaries, keep questioning the status quo, and keep being the maverick that you are. I believe in you, and I can't wait to hear about the remarkable ways you use absence to increase your impact and influence. Until next time, this is Craig Pretzinger signing off. Hey there, want to hear more? Join me with my co-host buddy Jason Feltman at the Insurance Dudes podcast or the Insurance Dudes website over at dumdot.theidudes.com. Please, if you liked what you heard, click subscribe and you'll get the newest episode each time.